stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to John chapter 14, beginning with verse 8. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Let me ask you, what do we call people who are living in the United States? Americans. What do we call people who live in Ireland? Irish. What do we call people living in Cuba? Mexico? Italy? What do we call people who live in Christ? Christians. That would be us. But we are called by some other names as well. What are some other names that we call Christians? Believers. Followers. Yes. What? Methodists. Yes. Disciples. Yep, that too. If you think about our first reading today from, was it 1 Peter? Chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. You and I, according to the Word of God, you and I are a royal priesthood. We're all priests. Now, I know that you tend to look at me as being the only priest here, and you know the rest of you are congregants. Now, I have the gift of pastoring. I've been called to this position. But we are all priests. Just like we told the kids, they are all ambassadors. They are all peacemakers. We are all priests, and not just any priest. We are a royal priesthood called by God. A priest. Man, that just kind of blows me away, actually. See, John 14, which is one of my favorite chapters out of John, I quote a lot from John chapter 14. It's a powerful, life-altering chapter. What would you think if I told you that it came over the news during Sunday school when I was in my office that I turned on the news and it was all over the news on the internet that aliens have landed on our planet?
They're already here.
Yeah, Elvis is proof of that. But aliens have landed, and they want to share with us their technology. Now, first thing you would think is, hey, he's kidding. And the second thing you would do is check your phone, and you would say, you know, he's telling the truth. Aliens have landed. What's the first thing then that you would want to do? What? You want to look. You want to see them. You want to see what these aliens look like. Yeah. In verse 8, Philip says to Jesus, "Show us the Father." They want to see God. Jesus had been talking about God, and they knew from their scriptures that Moses had been up on Mount Sinai where he had seen parts of God. And that every time Moses went up on Mount Sinai and talked with God, he would come down from the mountain, his face glowing so bright that nobody could look on him, and he had to wear a mask. They wanted to see God. Man. And Jesus says to them, Philip, you know, have I been such a long time with you? Don't you know that anybody who's seen me has seen the Father? Don't you know that the Father is in me? Yeah, they didn't get it. They were expecting something different, an alien in the land. John chapter 14, verse 23 says, Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we, the Father and the Son, will come to him and make our home with him." So if you believe in Jesus, you will obey his teachings, and the Father and the Son will come into you, into your life, and make their home with you. Now, it's not like Jesus is saying, "I'll be with you wherever I go, I'll be by your side." But he's saying they will make their home with you. And a home is a place where you live. A home is a place where you have relationships. A home is a place where you eat and cook and enjoy each other's company. And it's an everyday thing. And Jesus is saying, if you are my child called by my name, then me and the Father will make our home with you. Now, and we're just warming up. Because when God comes into our lives and makes his home with us, then we become new creatures in Christ. We are transformed. And according to John 15, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. So if you want to see an alien, just look around you. Because you and me, my brothers and sisters, are aliens in this world. This land is no longer ours. This world's not our home. We've got a job to do here. We have been called to be priests to the people that live in this land. But we are aliens. And I know some of you are thinking, that's some mighty strange-looking aliens. But, you know, some of us are weirder looking than others. It's okay. Right? God loves us anyways. We've got a job to do. Now, John 14, 12 and 13. Let those who have ears hear. Because this is the one that has always blown my mind. No matter all these years, no matter how many times I read this, it just blows my mind. John 14, verses 12 and 13. I tell you the truth. And when Jesus says, "I tell you the truth," he's saying, pay attention here, listen up. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. What did Jesus do? Name some things that Jesus did. Preached. What else did he do? Rose from the dead. Sacrificed. Healed. He healed people. Made disciples. Teach. I mean, we have a lot of people doing a lot of this stuff, but what are some other things that he did?
Walked on water.
Peace. Be still. He stopped the wind and the waves. I've only got one of these, but you can all share this. And there'll be leftovers when you're done. Man, he fed 5,000, 25,000 people and more with just a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish. They caught a fish when he was told about the temple tax. He said, "Grab that fish. You'll find a coin in its mouth." Somebody said their personal favorite that comes in mighty handy is he changed water into wine. But Jesus said that the things that he did, we will do. And then the next verse says, he will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. We will do greater things than Jesus did because he's going to the Father. I believe the problem is that we have gotten so far separated from our relationship with Jesus that we just can't see it. Because Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed, and it'll be cast into the sea. So no matter what obstacle you have in your life, you can say, be gone in the name of Jesus. It'll be cast into the sea. It's the word of God. I mean, but it blows my mind to think that we could do that. Of course, our problem is we believe more in what we hear, see, feel, and touch than we do in the Word of God. See, not only did Jesus do all the things we just talked about, but after he rose from the dead, Jesus didn't need to walk anymore. He just had to think about where he was going, and he was there. When the disciples were behind closed doors, Jesus just came and stood among them like that. Talked to them for a little bit, disappeared like that. With the disciples on the road to Emmaus, as soon as he said grace, they realized who he was, he disappeared. The laws of nature, which have confined us, were broken by Jesus. The things that I have done, you will do, and even greater things, as a kingdom of priests. See, because you're special, you're different. You're not the same as the rest of the people in this world. We are a kingdom of priests. Now, my dad was a policeman for, 30 years. He was always a policeman. When he'd come home and take off his uniform and lay his gun up on the table or on top of his dresser, stick it in the drawer, he was still a policeman. He still thought like a policeman. He'd often get called out. He was chief in Port View for many, many years. I was a mill worker. I would punch the clock and then I'd come home. I wasn't a mill worker anymore. See the difference? As a priest, we're always a priest. No matter what situation you're in, no matter who you're talking with or dealing with, whether it's your neighbors at work, your wife, your children, just driving down the road, shopping in the store, you are a priest. You are different than everybody else in the world, a new creature in Christ, born again, spirit-filled, a priest. If you're able, please stand up and raise your right hand. Raise your left hand. Repeat after me. I am a priest.
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 Okay, sit down. Thank you. It's not an oath we took. It's no magic. I just want you to get used to saying it because it's what you are. It's what God says you are. You are a royal priesthood unto God. Live like it. Treat life like it. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid, because you are a royal priest. You've got power, my friend. Don't be afraid to charge hell with a glass of ice water. No matter what the problem is in your life or somebody else's life, take authority in the name of Jesus. And the reason we have this authority, this power, isn't for our own pleasure, but it's to bring honor and glory and praise to God. So when you ask anything in the name of Jesus for the honor and glory of God, Jesus will grant it to you. A royal priesthood. God loves you, and so do I.